the subsidies would be paid for with $4.5 million of the over $14 million in federal disaster relief funding that will pass through the state to the city. Assemblymember Kevin Mosher, who co-sponsored the ordinance, said it was not a perfect solution, but an attempt at a practical one.
You know, we could be talking about how we're going to do this till the cows come home. We're taking a stab at it. This seemed like the most fair and equitable way to get out to money to people quickly.
With the utility subsidy, Sitkins will be able to apply for a credit if they can demonstrate economic hardship as a result of the coronavirus pandemic. Only one application per household and business would be allowed, with a July 31st submission deadline. Approved residents would receive a one-time $1,000 credit to their utility accounts. Businesses would receive $3,000. For mortgage, each eligible applicant would receive a one-time payment in their mortgage account that would be the maximum of mortgage costs billed for one quarter of the calendar year. But there was a question of how the city would verify who was eligible. Co-sponsor Tor Christensen said he envisioned a simple form included in each utility bill where customers could check a box to verify that they'd been economically affected by the coronavirus pandemic. At least initially, Sitkins wouldn't need to provide any more documentation to qualify for the subsidy.
And I think a simple, we've been hurt, meets the spirit of the law. And if you read that, I mean, it said, I've had to use savings to pay bills. Well, there's not very many people right now that aren't saying that.
Members Valerie Nelson and Richard Ween were in favor of both subsidies, but Ween was concerned about documentation. He asked municipal attorney Brian Hansen if they would need more from citizens should the city be audited. Hansen said the legal interpretation of the CARES Act was still evolving, but it looked like the honor system should suffice.
We don't know where this is finally going to completely drop out, but it's the best effort using reads of the CARE Act to make a means test, which is, again, an honor system certification that someone walks in the door and says, you know, I'm having trouble making ends meet, and I'm depleting my savings because of what COVID has done for me, whether it's lost my job or reduced the hours I work. And so I'm checking that box and signing on the bottom of that page that says that I'm in those circumstances, and therefore I should get this fee.
Member Steven Eisenbeiss was in favor of the utility subsidy, but not the mortgage subsidy. He suggested the city consider helping the fishing fleet under another category the assembly was considering in its overall plan for doling out CARES Act funding.
There is a rents, mortgage, and lease section. My suggestion is to put mortgage in with that, because if you're already giving a fishing business a business grant, just like a land-based business would, then you help them out with their rent. That's the equivalent of a mortgage for a fishing boat. So I think that mortgage could easily be grouped in with the rents, mortgage, and lease. And to me, then that's a much more fair way to divvy all that out should we go down that path.
Ultimately, the utility subsidy passed unanimously, and the mortgage subsidy passed on a 5-1 vote with member Eisenbeiss opposed. A $4.5 million appropriation to fund both programs passed on a 5-1 vote with Eisenbeiss opposed. Both subsidy proposals will come back to the assembly table for a second reading at the first regular meeting in June. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.